Welcome to the Keynote Podcast from Kingdom Faith. Today's message is by Pastor Colin Urquhart.
The scripture warns us that we're not to live by the culture of the world. So, by what culture are we to live? You often hear Clive speak about determining the culture. This is ringing all over the place. So what is our culture to be? Well, let's turn to Matthew chapter 6. Verse 33. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. This ministry is called Kingdom Faith because God has called us to live by a culture of the kingdom and of faith. And those two things belong together. Now, the kingdom, as you know, is not a place. It's the sovereign rule and reign of God. It is his kingly rule. So we are called to live according to his kingly rule and by faith. Now, a little while ago, I did those three mornings on how to walk by faith. They were not to be filed away, but to be put into operation so that we express a faith culture here. There are some ways in which we do that at present. There are other ways in which we need to do it. There are times when there has been a much more obvious faith culture in Kingdom Faith than there is now. So we've all got to step up to the mark. But let's start with the word kingdom. Or rather, the kingly rule and reign of God. What does that really mean? It was the essence of the gospel that Jesus preached. Every time he preached about the kingdom. The parables he told were parables about the kingly rule of God, how it operates. He gave promises that are all connected to this kingly rule and reign. He spoke of it as a present reality, but also as something that can only fully be realized in the future. He performed signs and wonders that demonstrated the kingly rule and reign of God in its present reality. Everything was focused around the kingdom. And what everybody perceived, even his opponents, was that Jesus possessed tremendous authority. And that, of course, was his kingly authority. It was the authority of his kingly rule. So even though they didn't like what he said, or did, exercising his kingly rule in the synagogue on a Sabbath, for example, by healing the sick, they didn't like that. But they could not gainsay the fact that Jesus had that authority. And even the common people recognized that no one could have such authority unless it was given by God himself. That whoever Jesus was, a prophet, the forerunner, the Messiah himself, he certainly demonstrated the authority of God in the way he spoke and the things he did. What is this? A new teaching and with authority. And the Pharisees and the teachers of the religious law say to him, "Who gave you this authority?" Now, of course, Jesus' purpose was to see the kingdom of God extended. He came with the message of the kingdom that people may come into the kingdom of God and the kingdom of God may come into them. Meaning that they would come under his kingly rule, and as they came under his kingly rule, so his kingly rule and reign would be expressed within them and among them. And so he spelled this out in a number of different ways. When he sends the disciples out, the 12, and then later the 72, he sends them out with this authority. You see, all the authority of the kingdom resides in Jesus. He actually said, "All authority on heaven and earth has been given to me." Given to him by whom? By the Father. So Jesus had the perfect right to do what was entrusted with him as he saw fit. And he chose to delegate that authority in different ways to different groups of people. He gave the 12 a particular apostolic authority. Now, in most of the Gospels, that is not necessarily obvious during the time of Jesus' ministry. We could gain the impression that he sent them out with a certain authority, but after the Spirit came upon them at Pentecost, then those men had a sort of an apostolic authority and anointing. But Luke calls those 12 apostles while they were still with Jesus and Jesus was with them in his humanity. So Luke appreciated that there was a very definite, distinctive authority that was given to the 12 that was not necessarily given to others. When he sent the 72 out, He gave them authority to heal the sick and to proclaim the kingdom of God. During the course of his preaching, he made it clear that all those who believe in him had certain authority. Now, it's delegated authority. It's his authority in the believer. They had the authority to forgive sins. They had the authority to bind, to prevent on earth what is prevented in heaven, to release on earth whatever is released in heaven. As believers, they had the authority to do the same things as Jesus, and greater things still. So if you like, the authority for the general believers was authority in action, but the authority that the apostles were given were in governance. They were to govern in his name. And so Paul and the other New Testament writers pick all this up. And they say that the church is built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, of those who govern in the name of the Lord and those who support that governance, that authority, God-given authority, by their prophetic utterances. That's the foundation of the church that Jesus says he will build. That foundation must never be shaken. Now, it's one thing to have authority. It's another thing to exercise it. And you've often heard me say that you can only exercise authority as you are submitted to authority. I have an authority that is greater than anybody else in Kingdom Faith. I always will have, till my dying breath. Not because I have put myself in that position, but that is the calling and the anointing of God. I cannot escape that any more than you can. But it means that I have to be the most submitted person here to the authority of God, or I cannot fulfill my apostolic mandate. It's one thing to have authority. It's another to exercise that authority. But you are called to exercise the authority of a believer. Therefore, the more you are submitted to the authority of God that he delegates to you, that he delegates to others who are over you, the more you will be successful in reflecting that authority in the way you think, what you say, what you do, and what God can produce in your life. It is, as Watchman Nee always used to say, a matter of how yielded to God you are. Yielded to his authority directly and yielded in his authority to others. That will actually determine what God is able to do with your life. So when Jesus says, seek first the kingdom, he is saying, seek first to live under the kingly rule of Jesus Christ. Seek to live under the authority that is his. The authority that he expresses in his word. That every word to us has the authority of God himself. The authority of the Spirit as he takes that word and declares it to us. It's not the same authority in prophetic visions and utterances, because prophecy is imperfect. But the word of God is flawless. And the first responsibility of the Holy Spirit is to remind us of the word of God, to declare what Jesus Christ has said and done. And when he does that, that has the full authority of God. Other prophecies we are to test and to hold fast that which is good and to let go of all the other stuff. The soulish stuff that comes more from the reason and understanding of man than the direct revelation of God. I've been going through a process this last week of I don't know how many endless hours of prayer. I've lost half a stone, just really, in the way I've been giving of myself to God in this last week. That's great, because I've been really having some health challenges in the couple of weeks before that. Now I feel fit and strong and healthy. I've hardly had any sleep in the last week, but I feel so fit and strong and healthy. Because what I have had to do is to come into a fresh place of submission to God. But I'm spiritually feisty now, let me tell you. So be careful. God doesn't have anything new to reveal to us. The Holy Spirit takes us into the revelation that God has already given in Christ Jesus. When Jesus cried on the cross, "It is finished," he actually meant what he said. That everything that God has needed to do has been done, and now it's a question of how far we believe it. How far we are submitted to him in what he has done, and therefore in what he has said. The more we are submitted to his word, the more his authority, the more of his power, the more freedom that we are able to express. Oh, I got such a pile of revelation in these last few days. Seek first to be under the kingly rule of Jesus. Of course, we have to express that in the body, in the place where he puts us. And we live in cloud cuckoo land if we think we are submitted to the authority of God without being submitted to the authority that he places over us. Because all authority devolves from him. So if we are truly submitted to the authority of God, we have absolutely no problem in being submitted to the authority of men who are raised up by God in governance. But those who are called to govern must govern. Otherwise, God cannot build the work. It's like church is like a car. You can only have one pair of hands on the steering wheel, or else it goes out of control. Governance is not controlling people, but it's keeping control of the church. Hello? Because if you get two different pairs of hands on the steering wheel, the car will go right off course. God knows and understands authority because he's the one who gave Jesus all authority, and Jesus understands authority because he's the one to whom it was given. And the Holy Spirit, who reveals the Father and the Son, he understands authority and how it is to operate in the life of the church and in the lives of believers. And because he knows what is in a man, Jesus knows whether there is heart submission to his kingly authority or not. How can you tell whether there is? Well, you do what he says. It's as simple as that, really. So if he tells you to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then everything you need will be added to you. That's what you do. You don't substitute it with something else. You seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and then you know his promise will be fulfilled. You don't say, wait a minute, Lord, that doesn't sound very practical. There is nobody more practical than Jesus Christ, because he created the world and everything in it. He knows how it operates. He knows how it works. He knows how the kingdom works. He knows how the spiritual principles work. He knows that when we do things his way, they always work. Always. Always, 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 without exception. When things aren't working out, it's not because God isn't working. It's because we are not working in the way that God is calling us to work. Do I have any friends here this morning? So he places us under his kingly rule, that then his kingly rule may be expressed in our lives. That when people look at us, they see the kingdom. When they listen to us speak, when they see the things we do, they hear and perceive someone who is submitted to the kingly rule of God. They may not be able to identify that that's what makes you different from everybody else. They may not know that is because you are so submitted to God, but they will see the difference. And above all, they will see the difference in two ways: in your faith and in your love. But particularly in your faith. You see, when Jesus wanted to express the life of the kingdom to the people that came to him for help, what did he say? Your faith has made you well. Let it be done to you according to your faith. Faith in what? Faith in his kingly rule and reign. Faith in God. Faith in his ability to reign over the circumstances in which they were placed. So he would ask some questions. Do you believe I'm able to do this? What do you want me to do for you? How do you want my kingly authority to operate in your circumstances? But he made it clear, you see. That kingly rule can only operate through faith. It will be faith expressed in love, but it can only operate through faith. And where there isn't that faith, you don't see the kingly rule and you don't see everything else being added. It's like faith is the link between the two. Which is why this is kingdom faith. No point in us knowing about the kingdom if we don't have faith to operate in the kingly rule of God. So we can see that that kingly authority is over us, is to be expressed in us. But then, of course, it is to be expressed through us. Who is it expressed through? Through those who do the same things as Jesus. That's why he said, anyone who has faith in me will do the same things as I have done, and greater things still will he do because I go to the Father. What did he do when he went to the Father? He gave the Holy Spirit. Why has he given the Holy Spirit? So we can walk in the kingly rule of God just like he did. So Jesus says, the kingdom isn't over here or over there. The kingly rule and reign of God is within you and among you. So every time you heal the sick, you're expressing something of the kingly rule of God. Every time you submit and obey the Lord in something that he's telling you to do, you express your obedience to his authority, and therefore you express in some measure the present reality of his kingdom. We live under the authority, in the authority, and the authority is expressed through us. Praise God. He is a God who speaks. Those who live in the fear of God will not live by their own reason, but by the revelation of what he says. Those who fear the Lord. And you can't live under his authority without living in the fear of God. Those who fear the Lord walk in his ways and fulfill his word. And his word gets fulfilled in them. take you to 100 scriptures to endorse what I'm saying. Because God's been taking me to scripture after scripture after scripture after scripture. Why? Because that's where the answers are. Not in the minds of man, but in the revealed will of God. So, hallelujah. Clive was quoting on Sunday that question from the Lord, who is he who will devote himself to be close to me, says the Lord. That's another way of saying, who will devote himself to live under my authority. Because the more you live under his authority, the closer you will be to him. Clive was talking about stretching out your hands. You know, often in the Hebrew, where it says in the Psalms that we give thanks and praise to God, what the Hebrew literally says is we stretch out our hands to the Lord. Stretch up our hands. When somebody at the front says, lift your hands, you know, I look around and sometimes I see people don't do it, but you should do it. Why? Because it's the word of God, not just the word of the person up the front. You lift up your hands. You stretch out your hands to God in thanksgiving, in praise, as well as in seeking him. Awesome. I'm afraid we're too casual, much too casual. Kingdom faith has become much, much too casual. God has been showing me how everything is going to be tightened up spiritually. Honed, fine-tuned, sharpened. I had an interesting conversation, not this weekend, but the weekend before, with Pastor Judith from Taunton. I said, I hear you've had a wonderful God, a wonderful move of God in healing in recent months. She said, yes. So I said, how did all that come about? And she said, Pastor Colin, God showed me that everything had become too casual, too loose, that we were just not really on the boil. And that therefore everybody was getting a casual attitude and seeing things their own way, and there wasn't the same submission to God as there had been. And so I called the whole church together to do this course on healing, because that's what the Lord told me to do, to sharpen everything up. But although it was a course on healing and motivating people to go out there and do it, it's what happened during the course that made the difference, so that now the healings are taking place. Wonderful miracles are taking place. He said, what happened is the church came back on song. everything has got tighter. I said, did you have any opposition? He said, yes, one person accused me of wanting to control everything. And she said, if I don't steer my car, it goes out of control. And if I don't steer the church, it will go out of control. Steering isn't controlling. The controlling of people. But there is the fruit. They are now enjoying a new season. Amen. Similar things to happening here in the church. People getting healed and in the supermarket and down the street and in their friends' homes and all the rest of it. It's great stuff. And you see, I said to her, well, God has been saying exactly the same thing to us. In the conference on the Saturday evening, he gave me that word to preach about being neither hot nor cold. So I want to vomit you out of my mouth. I said, that really was a prophetic word from God. It was just the keynote for that conference, really. That we were to buy from him gold refined in the fire and white clothes that would cover our shame and salve that would poultice our eyes. It was like God calling us back. Get in shape, guys. Get in shape. Because of what I want to do. So you see, the Spirit of God is working in other places, in parts of Kingdom Faith, in just the same way as he's working here. He'll do it in the way that is appropriate in that situation. But his intention is the same. Raising up a kingdom people who are operating in kingdom faith. Hallelujah. So what do we have to do? Well, we always have to do when God speaks to us. Check yourself out. Check yourself out. No, you don't sort of get your eyes on yourself, but you just let the Holy Spirit show you. Where he is not allowed to exercise his kingly rule, where there's not faith. Oh, there'll be lots of areas of your life where there is faith. Lots of things you're doing. Oh, yes, you see that. Yeah. I mean, it isn't that you're nowhere. But you see, this is the trouble. This is the trouble. We can see God blessing us and using us, and we think everything's all right. That can be the biggest deception in a Christian's life. And I've heard pastors that have got into sin. And I've said to them, how did you get into it? They said, well, it started in a small way but God was using me. I was seeing so much blessing. I was seeing so much fruit. In fact, I was seeing more happen than I normally see. And so I thought it was all right. That if God was displeased with what I was doing, he would cut off the anointing. He would stop the fruitfulness. And so I got more and more involved because I still saw God doing just as much or even more than I'd seen before. Now, why should that be? Because you see, your anointing isn't for you. It's for others. And you can get into all kinds of stupidity, but God will still use your anointing for the benefit of others. But if you don't bring your life back into line with him and his authority, there will come the time when he will expose what you're up to, and then nobody will be interested in your anointing. So you see, we've got to be warned. Just because, oh well, you know, God's using me and this is all right and that's all right. God's saying, wait a minute. I'm the God of detail. I'm the God who knows every hair on your head. I'm the God who is concerned to see that my kingly rule and reign and authority is expressed in every area of your life. I'm concerned to see that you're submitted to my word, you're submitted to my authority in every area of your life. Because the more you are submitted, the more I shall do, the more fruit you will produce. So I want to refine out, to purify out that which is not submitted to me, that which is not my will, that is not, that which does not reflect my word. Kingdom faith will always operate on the principles of God's word. Always. So, we will fulfill the call of God when he brought kingdom faith into being. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added to you. Let me tell you, if the kingdom is first, the righteousness will be there. Praise God. Though interestingly, one of the scriptures doesn't include righteousness. It just says, seek first the kingdom and all these things shall be added to you. But praise God. We want the righteousness of God. Are we all happy? Oh, hallelujah! Come on, let's stand to our feet. We have a living, ruling, reigning, triumphant King as our Lord. Come on, lift your hands. Lift your hands. Oh, praise him and thank him. Lift your hands to the Lord. Porata parazatu. Horata paharata pahaya. Oh, paharata pahando basatu bakahaya. Oh, rasatarata pahaya paparazuntuma. Om para satari Jesu papara satari eleba. Om para satari eleba karasitori santuma. Om para satari eleba karasitori saratu ba karasitori satu. Yes, 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 yes. Come on, we've got to get happier than this. We've got to get triumphant. We're a triumphant people. We're an overcoming people. Paparazata parazata bakaya. Come on, overcomer. You're an overcomer. Barata parazata parazituba. Oh, he's leading you in his triumphant procession. Come on, this is reality. This is the real world. The real world is where the kingdom is expressed. Hallelujah. That's God's world. God's kingdom. God's rule. God's reign. God's power. God's authority. God's righteousness. The righteous will live by faith. Come on now. Thank God that you have kingdom faith. Come on, thank him. You have kingdom faith. Faith to see the kingdom expressed in your life.
Oh, rasata parazataria paparazatuba. Paparazataria leraba karasituri sataria leraba. Bata parazataria leraba karasituri sandobalanduma. Barata parazataria leraba karasituri satuba. Oh, paparazataria leraba karasituri satuba karasituri sanduma. Ombara zataria lera bakara situri sato bakara situri sanduma. Yes, 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 yes. Yes. Pora tapara zataria lera bakara situri sanduma. Bora taparia zato bakara situri sararo bakara situri sanduma. Ombara zataria letaria leto bakara situri satuba. Ombara zataria lera bakara situri sato bakara situri sanduma. Ombara zataria lera bakara situri sataria lera bakara sinuma. Come on, Jesus. Come on, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Porata para zataria lera bakara situri sanduma. Bombara zataria lera bakara situri sataria lera bakara situri sanduba. Ombara zataria lera bakara situri sarato bakara situri sanduma. Come on, Jesus. Come on, Jesus. Come on, Jesus. Popara zataria lera bakara situri sarato bakara situri sanduma. Borata para zataria lera bakara situri sanduma. Bora tapare azato bakara situri satuba. Yes, 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 yes. Pota para zatuba.
Now, I don't want you to get on your face and go all silent. I want you to stand there and in your own words, not in tongues, in your own words, I want you to submit yourself afresh to the authority of God, to the kingly rule of Jesus Christ over you. Horata pahara tapahara yazatu bakara sita. Barata para zatari eletto bakara sitri satori eletto bakara sitri sanduva. Borata para zatari eletto bakara sitri satuba. Borata para zatari eletto bakara sitri satari eletto bakara sitri sanduva. Bombara zatari eletto bakara sitri satari eletto bakara sitoba. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just praying for you in the Spirit. Oh, yes. Putapahara tapaya. Lord, just touch every heart this morning. Bring every person here to a fresh yieldedness to you, a fresh surrender to you, a wholehearted Lord. Nothing lukewarm, nothing mediocre, no compromise, nothing half-hearted, a wholehearted, a complete submission to the authority, your kingdom authority, your kingly rule, your kingly reign. Hallelujah. And so, Lord, authority to your word. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, we place our lives afresh under your word, under the revelation of truth that you have given us. We thank you that your word is flawless. That your words are spirit and life. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We submit ourselves afresh, Lord, to that word. That your word will be expressed in our lives personally. That your word will be expressed in our lives corporately. Parataparazatapahaya. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. And Lord, a wholehearted submission to those whom you have raised up to govern us in the things of the Spirit. Oh, yes. You know, that's a word I've never used here before, but it's a word that God has laid on my heart this week, that apostles are called to govern. It was a prophetic word that was brought to this church by an international prophet some years ago, that Kingdom Faith is called to govern. And I just realized in these last few days, we haven't really taken that up. And that's partly my fault, because I don't like to speak of governing. And God has said to me, Colin, you are to govern, because that is your apostolic call. So start governing. Hallelujah. The government is upon his shoulders, but he raises up those who will govern in his name. And if we don't see his government here, then we're not going to see his government in the nation. We're not going to see his government in the world around us. So come on, let's submit to the government of God here. Here in Kingdom Faith. Ho ratapaharatoba. And it's not just my authority, it's Pastor Clive, it's the elders, it's the other leaders, it's whoever God puts over you in the Spirit. Come on, come on, come on. Let's just make sure there's a wholehearted submission to his governance. Pupapaparazatoba. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Tata pahorata pahaya. Oh, rata parazata parazitu di satuba. Om parazatari eletu bakarazitu di satuba. Om parazatari eletu bakarazitu di satuba. Om parazatari eletu bakarazitu di satuba. Om barazatari eletu bakarazitu di satuba. Om barazatari eletu bakarazitu di satuba karazitaba. Come on, Jesus. Come on, Jesus. Purata parazatari eletu bakarazitaba. Yes, 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 yes. Now thank the Lord that he's going to express his government in you and through you. Yes, come on, pray that. Believe that. You're going to govern over sickness. You're going to govern over your circumstances. You're going to govern over need. Come on, come on, come on. Need is not going to govern you. You're going to govern over the need. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. 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 Oh. Yes, 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 yes. Ta-ta-ta-tahara. Hurra-ta-paharatoba. Opa-pahara-ta-pahari-azatoba. Barata-para-zata-para-zatoba. Barata-pari-azato-bakara-sito-di-zatoba. Ombara-zatari-eletu-bakara-sito-di-zatoba. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That as we seek first your kingdom, all these things shall be added unto us. Puta papaparazata bahaya. Umbarazata paharata bahaya. Umbarazata parazata bahaya. O paparazata baharia detuba. O paparazata parazituba. O paparazatari elera bakarazituba. Ombarazata parazituri saratuba. Ombarazatari elera bakarazituba. Ombarazatari eletto barazara barazituri satuba. Ombarazatari eletu bakara sitri satuba. Ombarazatari eletu bakara sitri satuba kara sitri sanduma. Ombarazatari eletuba. Oh, we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Let's have the musicians forward. We need to praise our great and glorious King. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a lot of praise to be released in this room this morning. Oh, we've got to give him our best because we're going to live in the fear of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Karati parazata pahaya. Om parazata pahaya. Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord, that everything is going to be tighter here. We're going to tighten up the faith so that everything we do is motivated and filled with faith, because you say that all that is not of faith is sin, and we're not going to encounter any sin here. Everything is going to be of faith. Come on now. Come on now. Sata parazata paharata pahaya. Ombarazata parazata pahaya. O paparazata paharata pahaya. O paparazata parazito risatuba. Ombarazata paharata pakarasitoba. Ombarazata parazito risataria. Ombarazataria letuba. Ombarazataria letuba. Yes, 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 yes. Ora ti parazataria letuba karasituba. Barata parazata parasito risatuba. Ombarazataria letuba karasito risatuba. Barata parazataria letuba karasituba. Barandaria zatuba karasito risataparaba. Ombarazata parazatuba kahaya. Ombarazatari eletuba karazatuba. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank him that that faith is going to be expressed in the way you think and the way you speak and the decisions you make. Come on, faith is going to be the motivating factor. Faith in Jesus Christ. Faith in his kingly rule. Faith in the word of God. Faith in the promises of God. Trust and faith in the working of the Holy Spirit to enable you to fulfill God's plan and purpose. Come on, thank him that everything in your life is going to be motivated and filled with faith. Everything, absolutely everything, because that which is not of faith is sin. Come on.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.